Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Diane Van Hook, who served as the CEO and Chancellor of the Santa Clarita Community College District for 36 years. She's actually the longest serving in the same district as the CEO. Diane, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please do start though by telling us a little bit more about your career, what you've done and who you've served. So over to you, Diane, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you very much. Well, I served for 52 years in public education in California and was involved with community colleges for all those 52 years. My first experience was to teach sociology, and my second was to start a women's center. And I'm very proud that I am still involved in developing programs to support women administrators in California community colleges. So what I am so excited about is there are very few people in this business that get an opportunity to do what they love, to do it every day, to learn every day, and to be around amazing people. I was so lucky to be able to join College of the Canyons when it was only 18 years old. The city had just been formed, and we had about 4,000 students. And over the course of 36 years, the highest enrollment we had was 36,000 different students in a given year. We grew from 200,000 square feet of space to almost a million, a second campus in Canyon Country, an exponential increase in programs and services and partnerships. And that's what's so exciting. I believe that if you can find a way to work doing something you love doing, in my case, bringing people together, hiring talented and capable people, supporting them to pursue their dreams and get barriers out of the way, that anything's possible. So to be able to have served as a developer of places and programs and partnerships and people and possibilities doesn't get any better than that. And to be able to work with students and talented people every day. What do I think it takes to lead an organization? First of all, I think it has to be a good fit. Hmm. You have to love what you're doing. Are you going to love every minute of it every day? Absolutely not. But if you can wake up in the morning and get excited about something that's on your plate for that day, some opportunity you're going to have to be engaged with other talented, capable people, then that's a pretty good start. If you have energy, if you have enthusiasm, and if you believe that if you can imagine it, you can achieve it, and if you can dream it, you can do it, every day is exciting. If you don't have that excitement towards what you do, I think the practical reality is you're not going to give it your best. So that the bottom line, the thing that I think is very important is that you hire talented people. I had a chance to hire over 1,000 full-time employees, and I'm very proud that I never laid off a full-time employee through 6 recessions in this lovely state of California and our amazing budgeting process. And if you can watch those people grow and do what they want to do so they can inspire others, That's what it's all about. It's about fit. It's about knowing yourself. It's about being flexible. It's about continuing to learn. It's about being open to possibilities. And it's about supporting other people where they are to go where they want to be. So that's what I think it takes to lead an effective organization, no matter what it is.
Diane, did you have a quote that you wanted to share with us?
I do. It was one of my husband's favorite quotes, and it was, "Get up, dress up, show up, speak up, and never, ever give up.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. Diane, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us today. And just on a personal level, I've always, since day one of moving here, and College of the Canyons, as you know, is one of our first clients. And from College of the Canyons, we then subsequently served and still serve 28 California community colleges. And I've always massively admired your leadership style in what I can imagine must be a very, very challenging and obviously rewarding environment. Just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Diane, as has become our custom, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Sure.
Diane, it's so good to see you again. And again, I so much appreciate everything you've done and everything you're going to continue to do because you're still very involved, aren't you, within the world of community colleges in California and other activities as well. You're just a real inspiration to me.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Diane. You're awesome.
Bye.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.